Today's story is The Good Shepherd and the Stubborn Sheep, a story of God's redemptive love, written and illustrated by Hannah E. Harrison. Hello, I'm George. I'm just your average grass-grazing sheep. I'm really not that different from all the other sheep in the flock. We've all got frizzy hairdos. We all have a terrible sense of direction, especially Mabel. And we're all completely defenseless. We can't growl or roar. Instead of claws, we've got dainty little hooves. Not scary. We don't even have any top teeth. Nothing there. Our favorite pastime is nervously running around in a clump. Bee! Twitchy squirrel! Rushing water! And get this, if we fall on our backs, we can't even get ourselves up again. We just have to lie there, stuck with our skinny legs flailing about. It's embarrassing, to say the least. That's why we need a shepherd. He cares for us and watches over us. But there was this one time when the shepherd wanted to give me a haircut. Only I liked my wool the way it was. In fact, I thought it looked pretty good. So I ran away. And I hid. Did you know that sheep's wool just keeps growing and growing and growing? Well, I didn't. And without a haircut, my wool got so bushy I could hardly see where I was going. It was heavy, too. It'd become a real problem. There were twigs all in it and mud and other things I don't care to mention. I smelled and looked like moldy cheese. Not really the look I was going for. So I thought I should go back to the shepherd. Only I didn't know the way. I was lost. And then the inevitable happened. I, with my ridiculous hair, got stuck in a thorn bush. That's when I heard a low, menacing growl. It was a wolf. I tried to bare my teeth, but I didn't have any. I tried to roar, but all that came out was a little baa. I closed my eyes and frantically kicked my tiny hooves until I broke free from the brambles, but I fell onto my back. The wolf snarled, so I flailed my legs with all my might, which started me rolling and bouncing down the hill and into a pond. Did I mention that sheep can't swim? I bleated and bobbed and gasped for air, but it was no use. I was a goner. But then, out of the darkness, I saw a wonderful light. It was the shepherd. He'd come for me. And the shepherd threw his rod, one shot, and struck the wolf. The wolf yelped, tucked tail, and ran. The shepherd used his staff to fish me out of the muddy water. "Come here, George," he said. "I've got you." He put me under his warm vest and said, "All is well now." I couldn't believe it. I hadn't listened. I'd run away, and still he rescued me. Me, a helpless lost sheep covered in muck. I'd never been so happy or so grateful. He put me on his shoulders and carried me home. Now when the shepherd wants to give me a haircut, I'm glad about it. He knows what needs trimming and when. He feeds me and guides me. He gives me rest and restores me. With him, I have nothing to fear. He is the good shepherd. He is my shepherd, and I'll follow him all of my days. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And from Hebrews 13:5, be content with what you have, for God himself has said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. So may we trust and obey God in all things. Amen.